Okay, hello there, listeners. So we're here in part two with the episode.
With Yossi, the cameraman.
Yossi, the cameraman. Maybe this is how I'll call the episode. So, now you wanted...
Let me start over.
Just start over
and from the beginning, how I see
it. Would you advise the listeners to listen to the preview episode, or you say it doesn't matter?
It does matter, because what I'm saying right now, how I think everything evolved to the point we're here now, and how I think it's going to be next. I think what the first episode was like, kind of an introduction and little points and little examples, but when I say wherever how it's all evolved, you will understand more. The first episode, it's gonna be like you're going backwards, forwards and backwards, but it's interesting. I think you should.
Okay,
you should
go for it.
I see the humanity, all humanity, as a organic substance that is living on this creature that called planet Earth, that's living in a different, totally different plane of time and feeling. Our Earth, planet Earth, is living around the sun. It's a live creature, but we're not, like, cells in our body don't understand that they are part of a big life, living thing. We don't really understand that we are also living on a big living thing that called Earth. And this substance that called humanity, that, or a thing, maybe you can call it even a mushroom or something, because it looks like a mushroom that's growing on this planet, has two, how do you say, ktavim?
Poles.
Have two poles, yeah. Like
have two poles.
Two poles, like a plus and minus and minus, mm-hmm. Like in organic. And like every organic substance, it's looking to come to a balance between these two poles. And our two poles in the human, it's male and female. This is the energy, this is the two energies that are trying to be in balance to create this all substance that's called humanity. And I think that there was, since humanity has been started to exist, there was never a real balance between male energy and female energy. And actually and we're part of a harmony. It's a harmony, I think. Balance, harmony is the way to achieve balance. Is the waving to go, it's part of trying to get balance. And as long as the harmony is going, we're getting closer and closer to the balance. When the humanity has become to start, the aspect of what connects this substance to other energies around the world, around.
I have one thing I want to mention.
Yeah.
Sorry for cutting you off.
For sure, for sure.
I do want to put my mind in there, yeah. Also. As I see harmony, not as going into balance, I think that's a very muscular way to think about it, but as going in and out of balance.
Yeah, but I think the harmony is a wave. And as long as the substance is going in a period of time, the wave is getting shorter and shorter. And when the waves is getting shorter, we're getting closer and closer and closer to balance. It's like, first of all, something very shocking happens. The waves are going crazy. And then it's going to be... This is harmony. Harmony is this waving, is this fluidity of waving. And it's this kind of a...
For me, the one of the caricaturistic of harmony for me is that it's impossible to break. It's cannot be broken.
I'm not saying about breaking. Nothing's stolen. Harmony is not broken.
But even if the wave become just a mess of lines, it's still harmony.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But maybe the wave is always there.
The wave is gonna be always there, and this is and how and I will show you how it's part of harmony, because first of all, when the humanity, human substance became, first of all, the this aspect of this substance that connects humans to something that is bigger, which is much more further away, part of the cosmic energy, was in the right place, because this part is this thing, this part was supposed to be run, it's supposed to be by the natural way, supposed to be run by female energy, not male energy, because male energy is the energy that connects you to the earth, and female energy connects you to something greater than the earth, something behind, and it's supposed to be balanced between both of those energies. What's happened in the beginning of the humanity, that's really this energy was really in the right place, really that the people that in all of the I talked about, like thousands of years ago,
prehistoric times,
the female part was the center of the religious ceremony. Women were the ones
I think there were both,
but the energy was female.
There were shamans for sure,
but the center of the religious was the grandma of the tribe. She was the center. And why was that? Because it's really, really, actually, really natural part of women, natural part in every woman. Every woman that comes to an age, she gets a link to something, wherever everyone calls it, the soul world or the metaphysic world or the angel world, wherever, but souls that going inside this physical world are, they are the gateway from souls from other dimensions or whatever to come inside here, to come inside this earth. They are bringing life to earth for sure. So they are the ones who are supposed to be, to lead, lead is also a very masculine way to think, but to lead the spiritual aspect of humanity. But what happened, what in the beginning, there was only spirits. There was, if I talk about also 5,000 years ago, there was no male aspects. The male aspects were really, really small. The males were only, let's make a place to live, let's bring food. And the male aspects were kind of, there were no, also were not balanced between the male and the female. So that's why the male power, the male energy, took over the spirit world. And
why? Wait a minute. First, I disagree, and I think the ancient times were balanced, but who knows? We're very far from that. It's only curious.
I think they were imbalanced, and that's why we got to this point today. But in the beginning, when the male Judaism was the first act of male power taking over the spirit aspect, the spirituality aspect of the human beings. That's what I think.
Why wasn't it so in
they started to understand, okay, let's not think about the creation, let's talk about the creator.
That's
the point. We're stopping talking about the creation.
That's, you know, to the creation. When a religion person asking me, do you believe in God? And I want to give him an honest answer. So I telling him, like, the best way I find to explain my understanding of God, and that is just to explain them, that is very different and far from their understanding. So I'm saying, I do not see separation between the creator, between the creator and the creation. Because I think it is a very, very base thing in Judaism. When Bible start, the first things they tell is, first, you should know that the things have been created by a creator. That's the first thing that the Bible say, basically.
Yeah. But actually, when a religious person asks me if I believe in God, I say, I truly believe in God, but I don't think there is a God.
What?
I believe in God. But I don't think there is a God. I also don't think there is no God. I don't think God. It's not in my mind. Belief is here. And the line of belief and line of thinking, there are, how do you say, Magbil?
Parallelized.
There are parallel lines. They're going by each other, but not...
Parallel lines, nice.
There are parallel lines that are not touching each other, just walking right beside each other. I'm believing in God or believing in the creation and the creator. And I really understand what you are saying, that the creation and the creator are together. It's all of the same. And this is a part of the belief, creation, creator. But my thoughts is something that you are in, it's here and now. Belief is something, and they're walking right by each other. So I do believe in something greater, bigger than us, but I don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when one of the problems is that the thoughts really messed with the belief, and that's why you see people that are doing everything and doing everything just by the belief, and this is kind of became the center of their life. But you just messed it up with your thought. Put it right by each other. Don't mix them up. That's what I think. This is my way of thinking about it. I do believe in God or Goddess but I don't think about it. I just believe in it. Let me back to what I thought about. What I thought about this. When the Judaism took over, and they started to living in the middle. The creator is the middle of everything. Mm-hmm. Creation is
monotheism.
Monotheism, as you say. When it started because male energy wanted to take some more aspects in life. And let me say, for the last thousands of years, maybe you are really living in a tent and not living with electricity, but let's say for the last 5,000 of years, this male energy that took over the aspect of spirituality in humanity gave us really, really, really nice facilities. And really, you have now the option.
I disagree.
You disagree, but just saying, disclaimer, when I came here,
let's go inside.
A disclaimer, because when I just came to his place, he was the first who said that you are really a dual person.
What?
You said that I'm a dual person. I have a duality in my... I live in a duality because in one way I work as a cameraman.
Like a double agent, yeah.
Like I'm a double agent because I work as a cameraman in news on the one hand. But on the other hand, I'm talking about spirituality. And I was living also in the yurt in California for about a few months. And I love to live also the Babylon.
I want to go back to what we were speaking before, because
this part of this disclaimer, because I really think you said that
I just want to put my mind
it's not good.
I just want to put my mind and then let you continue yours. In my mind, I think the development of technology, if you see life quality as how much percent of the person's life is he happy and satisfied and connected and feeling pleasure of being alive. So I think generally the whole technology that the main mind developed, put us in a lower place. But even if it did improve, I don't think it's have anything to do with it could be together with the respect and the place of the feminine energy.
That's the thing that I just wanted to say, because you're getting inside, you're getting right into my words, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we got a very nice. Human beings have evolved, and our way of hearing in this in on the planet Earth really got involved. First of all, we got the option to go through, travel lots of miles and miles. We go for a really short period of time.
I see it as a very negative thing, but
it's all about that's the thing. Well, as you said, it's all about which energy of spirituality hugs all of this technology. As long as really, and let me get to, I will get to my point eventually. You'll understand.
We're gonna make it into part three. Okay,
yeah,
so
for
just
sure.
Skipping and going to part three.